Car, the copyrighted program created by Rio Grande.
Los Angeles Police calling all cars, attention all cars to broadcast 219 regarding a holdup on Vermont near 8th. Suspect described as male American, 5 feet 10 inches, weighs about 150 pounds. This man is armed and dangerous. That's all. Rosenquist.
Tonight, friends, we are favored with the presence of the distinguished actor, Mr. Chester Morris, who will reenact the thrilling role of Dallas Egan. Welcome to Calling All Cars, Mr. Morris.
Thank you, Dr. Lindsley, and good evening, friends of Calling All Cars. I feel honored in appearing on your program, to which I, like all of you and most of the people in pictures, listen regularly. Mr. Williamson, as the writer and producer, don't you ever take a bow or speak a few lines?
Now, Mr. Morris, you know I've got my hands full. But you know, I'm always telling the doctor that I'd like to write and deliver the sales story for Rio Grande Cracker.
You see, he's impatient, Mr. Morris, a reformer. Rio Grande has led in percentage of sales increase for year after year. Each month, thousands of people who have listened to Calling All Cars for several years finally discover to their amazement that what I've told them with utmost sincerity is really true.
A sort of ignorance is bliss situation, huh, Doctor?
Chester, you know, I tell him that he should sell harder. You know, it slays me to see people buy ordinary gasoline, and many of them buy brands that just barely pass the low law requirement. Why they do it, when the biggest and smartest buyers of gasoline overwhelmingly choose one brand, more than I can see. You know, the cities and counties, state of California, the United States government, they specify Rio Grande cracked. And police car performance with Rio Grande cracked is an established fact, as everybody knows who uses
there, it. There now, Mel, there. Time answers all problems. If everybody went into a Rio Grande station tomorrow, there wouldn't be enough cracked gasoline to go around. Friends made slowly and surely are the best, and that's what we want. And now here's Chief Davis of the Los Angeles Police Department, who will introduce this case.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The lesson which this program has repeatedly presented through the 4 years it has been on the air has been: crime does not pay. We of the law enforcement profession realize and appreciate the good this program has done in bringing that lesson home strongly to all classes of persons. Where criminals are sometimes presented as romantic figures, worthy of emulation, the police have a difficult job in convincing young people of the failure of crime as a paying proposition. This program does not present the criminal in that light. He is presented just as he is, sometimes a victim of circumstances, perhaps, but nevertheless, a picture of a man who thought he could beat the law. Some men have beat the law. Some men will beat it in the future. But no man, regardless of his intelligence or nerve, has ever made crime a paying proposition. Sooner or later, he pays, and he pays the hard way. Believe me when I say, with years of experience in the law enforcing business, crime is definitely not a paying game. You can't win.
Dallas Egan, you have been delivered to me in order that the sentence of the court should be executed against you. Before we carry out this sentence, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, Warden, there is.
Go ahead, Egan.
Well, the first thing I want to do is to thank Eddie Romero for helping send me to the place I'm now standing. Oh, don't look so shocked, Eddie. It's a favor, believe me. You know, I heard a slogan once. I don't particularly remember where I heard it first, but I do remember what a laugh I got out of it. It said, "Crime doesn't pay." I'll never forget what a boot I got out of that. I was tough, see? I knew all the answers. In fact, I wrote most of the questions. My buddy and me used to use that slogan as a private joke of ours. Every time we held up a joint or knocked off some bird, we'd always say, "Attaboy, kid. Crime don't pay. Much." I'll never forget that night back in 1918. I was just a punk kid then, just starting out on what I laughingly called my career of crime. The kid and me decided we needed a car for a job we was going to pull that night. Is this your car, mister?
Why, yes, it is. Why?
You're a doctor, ain't you?
Yes.
Ain't going to need your car tonight, are you?
Oh, of course I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
What do you mean?
Never mind. Get in.
Well, look here, young man. You can't talk to me that way.
No. I said get in.
Hey, be careful with that gun.
Stop stalling. Get in. Get going, Eddie.
Sure, pal.
You can't get away with this, young man. You'll get caught.
Yeah, I know. Crime don't pay. Eddie?
Not much.
What are you going to do with me?
Why don't you throw him out, Dal?
Good idea, Eddie. Open the door, you.
No. Don't throw me out going at this speed. It'd kill me.
Well, now, ain't that tough. Get going. I said get out.
Oh. That's shocking him, Dal.
Gee, I never knowed a guy had bounced like that when he hit the pavement. We had to really get tough with a mug. Oh, we didn't get away with it. That ain't the point. That crime didn't pay neither. We got picked up next night. We were streaking along the highway down in Oklahoma when a couple of cops on bikes pulled alongside. Hey, step on this can, Eddie. Them cops is gaining on us.
What do you think I'm doing now? This is all this heap's got.
Here they come, Eddie. Pull over! That's to you, copper! Grab the wheel, pal. I'm hit.
Well, Egan, you're leaving us today, I see.
Yeah, Warden.
You learned your lesson?
Maybe.
I don't think some of you youngsters ever will learn that...
Crime don't pay. Yeah, I know.
I wonder if you do, Egan. I wonder if you'd keep on going the way you have if you really realized the truth of that statement.
Well, I've had 5 years to think about it.
And you still don't believe it, do you? You still think you can beat the law, don't you?
Sure. Cops is dumb. I can outthink them every time.
You can? You didn't this time.
Well, that wasn't my fault. I can beat them.
And you're going to keep on trying.
Maybe. Who knows?
Well, at least there's one consolation. If you do come back, next time you'll do your time the hard way.
That's all right. I can take it. And there I was, after 5 years in a can, telling the warden what a tough mug I was. I didn't care then. I didn't have any reason to care about anything. I didn't really believe that smart talk. Way down inside me, I was afraid. I was afraid some other rat would think I was afraid. You see, I'd got to the point by then where I had to be tough. That's why that night in the drugstore, just after I got out of the big house... All right, you mugs, get him in the air.
What do you want?
What do you think? Reach for the air. Hey, yo, give me that jack and the till.
Yes, sir.
That all of it?
Yes, sir.
Let me look. Yes. Hey, where are you going? Come back here. I said come back here.
Eddie, you shot him.
So what? You want a slug of this?
No.
Then keep your trap shut. Get back against that wall. Go on. Here, you, give me your dough. I said give me it. Now, that'll teach you to move faster when I say move. That was one I got away with. I guess the guy was too scared to get a good look at me. Anyway, they never picked me up on that one. That made me confident, see? That was a job that did pay. I was on my way. I knew how to operate now. I could be a big shot. And then I met a pal of mine from the old days. That 5 year stretch I did. We was in the Middle West, and we decided to look into the banking business. So you think you got a sure thing, do you, Joe?
Sure, it's a sure thing. Now, here's the plan. I got a pal in this bank in this little town we're going to, see? He's supposed to be a guard. Well, we take another bird with us, a fellow we used to know in Stir. He's a rat anyhow. Well, when we cops the coin, this guard pal of mine blasts away at us. But he's careful to get this friend of ours, this stir simple bird we're going to take along. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it all right, but I don't like it.
Why not? It's a cinch. All we do is walk in there and throw our rods on these guys and they cough up.
Where's this trigger man pal of ours all this time?
We got him covered, too. When we start out, we go first with the dough, see? This other monkey covers us till we get to the car, then he gets his. We cut two ways instead of three.
Yeah, but it sounds risky.
Say, what's the matter with you, Yeller?
Now listen, Rat, don't call me Yeller.
Oh, now don't get sore. I didn't mean no harm by it.
I still claim I don't see nothing to keep this guard from letting you or me have it when we throw down on him.
He's fixed, see? I know enough on him to send him up from now on. Say, he's been knocking down on the bank for years. Oh, he won't double-cross us.
He'll find living conditions around here mighty unhealthy if he does.
I'm telling you, he's on the level.
Well, if he ain't, he will be when I finish with him. When are we going to take this joint?
Anytime you say.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Let's do it right at closing time tomorrow.
Hey, where's this guard you was talking about?
Now, what are you worrying about him for?
I just want to know who to go for when something goes wrong.
Nothing's going wrong, I tell you. Come on.
Where's that stir monkey?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Are you giving me the malarkey?
Nah, I'm on the up with you, Egan. I wouldn't cross a pal.
No sooner than you would the Brooklyn Bridge, eh? You know what I think?
No, what?
I think you never had another bird lined up for this job. You figured I'd take the rap for this one and you'd get the whole roll, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Honest, I didn't. Gee, I wouldn't do that to a pal.
Okay, pal. We'll just find out about this. Come on. We're doing the job just the same.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea, Dal. The two of us and all.
Oh, you don't think it's a good idea, huh? Come on, you yellow muzzler. We're going to take this dump on high, and you're going in first and come out last.
Oh, no, Dal. I can't do that. Oh, don't make me do that, Dal.
Get going. Make a stall, and I'll blast you myself. Come on, get in there. All right, get him up. Grab a handful of air and hold on to him. All right, Joe, get the dough. Keep your head down back there in that guard cage unless you want me to blast it off with this Tommy gun. Make it snappy, Joe.
I am. Keep your shirt on.
Well, nice place you got here, Mr. Is this your name on the little card out here?
Yes, sir.
Jones, huh? Well, nice place, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, sir.
Nervous, Jones, eh? Or do you stutter all the time?
I guess I'm nervous, sir.
Ought to take something for that. It'll get you down.
Come on, let's scram.
Take it easy, Joe. After me, you know.
Okay, but come on, let's get moving.
Hey, looks like your pal's getting ready for the fireworks.
Where? Oh, no. No, Bill! Bill, no, don't do it, Bill!
Here's a present for you, Bill. I'll never forget the look on that bird's face when I let that chopper go off in his mush. He folded up like an accordion. My pal Joe, the rat, was still there when I left. Unfortunately, I didn't know what a rat Joe was. He tipped the cops off and he was waiting for me when I got out of the bank. But nobody's seen me letting the guard have it, and all they could pin on me was an attempted bank robbery, see? That was a joke. But I had a record. I was what the judges was calling a habitual criminal. That's a laugh. What chance did I have to be anything else but a criminal? Hounded day and night. Always just one jump ahead of the law or starvation. I tried to make a living. I couldn't get a job. Why, even as a kid, I was kicked around, always dragged from pillar to post. Never enough to eat. Never a chance to go to school like the other kids. No place I could ever call home. Ah, nuts. Who cares? I was hard, see? They knew I was hard, too. They put me away for another 5 years. But I went to the toughest hole this side of hell. You know about it. You know why I was sent there. They thought they'd break me. Ha! Break me. But don't think they didn't try, though. You never heard about what happened up there, did you? Nah. Nah, nobody ever heard of it except the warden and the doctor and the screw that guarded my cell. I spent 3 years in the hole. What do you think of that? How many of you birds would like to do that? You want to know why they slammed me in the slough? I'll tell you. I hadn't been there a month when they called me into the warden's office. See me, Warden?
Yes, Egan. I wanted to see if you were as tough as you used to be when I had you before.
Well, if it ain't me old pal, the preaching warden. Crime don't pay, Warden. Now, don't forget that.
I haven't forgotten it, Egan. I'd remember it if I had, looking at you. You're hard, Egan, but not the bravado hardness you had 10 years ago.
I've been around.
So I gather. How old are you, Egan?
It's on my card.
Yes, I know, but I want your real age.
33. Same as on the card.
33 years old and a prison record 15 years long.
Is that what you brought me in here for?
No. We have reason to believe you're in on a plot that's being hatched to make a break, Egan.
Ah, don't make me laugh, Warden. I've only been here a month. How would I know anything about that?
That's what we intend to find out.
Oh, yeah?
You heard me. Now, you've got your choice of telling me what you know or taking the slough.
Warden, I'd see you in Hades with your back broke before I tell you a thing.
All right. Have it your own way, Egan. But you'll stay in that hole till you decide to talk.
3 months in this hole. 3 stinking months. No light. Not enough air to keep a fish alive. Where's that screw?
Hey, screw!
Oh, stop yelling, you fool. You're going soft. Come on, be a man. You can take all he can dish out.
Oh, let me out of here. I've got to get out of here. I'm going nuts. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm already nuts. Oh, God, don't let me go crazy. Let me keep my senses. Put yourself together, Egan. You're acting like a four-year-old. Get your mind on something. Keep it on one thing, you dope. Think of something you want, yeah. More than anything else. Don't think of this hole. Think of something. Think of something. Think of something!
You ready to talk, Egan?
Nuts to you, Warden.
All right. Make it easy on yourself.
6 months. 6 months. 6 months. 6 months. Let me out of here. Let me out of here! I can't stand this any longer. I can't stand it. I can't. Alone. Darkness. Dampness. Alone. Alone. Oh, come on, Egan. Is this a tough guy? Are you going to turn stool pigeon now? Huh? You going to think on somebody you don't even know? Hey, maybe you could tell them you'd find out if they let you out. Maybe you could hatch up a break yourself. Maybe you could do it. Maybe you could get out. Warden! Hey, Warden! Get me the warden! Warden!
Well, Egan, the guard tells me you're ready to talk.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't take it, eh?
Sure, I could take it. You said you wanted the dope, didn't you? Well, let me out with the boys and I'll get it for you.
Can I depend on that?
Why, sure you can, Warden.
Okay, guard. Put him in that block we're suspicious of.
Come on, Egan. Inside, tough guy.
What are you doing in here, buddy?
Time.
How much?
Now one.
Why?
Croak the monkey.
How come?
Yeah, he talk too much.
What's your handle?
Dan Davis. Who are you?
Dallas Egan.
Yeah, I heard about you.
Heard what?
You're a stoolie.
Yeah? Who said that?
The whole yard.
It's a cockeyed lie.
Yeah?
You heard me.
Well, how'd I know?
Well, who gives a rap whether you do or not?
I'm the guy you're supposed to think on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know? I never saw you before.
You ain't. They picked the wrong board.
How?
You and me was in the same can once.
Oh, yeah? I never saw you before.
Yeah? Take a good look.
Well, I'll be a wall-eyed sap. Kid!
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, what's this Davis stuff?
That's me handle here.
When was we in the same can?
I got out of Oklahoma just when you got in.
Yeah, and when did you get here?
Same day you did. I was in the hospital. I tried to land out of there, and I got caught.
So they thought I was in on it, huh?
Right.
What happened?
Stooley.
What happened to him?
We tried to land together, and he got shot.
Guards?
He got shot.
I get it.
We're going to try it again.
Who's we?
Pal of mine.
When?
Tomorrow night when the guard changes.
How?
Yeah, want to go?
Sure, yeah, but how?
Me and me pal work in the quarry, see? There's a Flying Dutchman rigged up from the derrick to the other side of the river. We can ride a pulley till we get halfway across the river. Then we got about 50 yards to go hand over hand to the bank.
Ah, you can't do it.
Don't be a sheep. We can't do it.
It's too risky.
What's the matter? Did the slough make you yeller?
You know better than that. Sure, I'll be with you. And get out of the habit of calling me yeller.
But Egan had reckoned without the warden. Back in the warden's office, a man leaves a dictograph.
Well, Warden, you were right. They're going to try that pulley stunt.
Yes, I figured they would.
Smart idea, putting that dictograph in the cell.
Yeah. Let them try their break. We'll be waiting for them.
You see anything of the three men?
Yeah. I've been watching them for 10 minutes. They're hiding in the shadow of the derrick down there.
Oh, yes, I see them now. How far would you say it is down there?
Oh, about 100 yards to the wire and about 200 across.
All right. Well, let them start.
Looks like we won't have to wait long.
No, I see Davis's pal starting now.
Now! Right into the river.
Looks like Davis is game. He's going to try it, too.
Same spot?
Yes. Now,
two down, one to go.
Frank on the other side?
Yes, sir. Got an axe to cut the wire with.
All right, let's watch.
He's starting.
I'll bet he's wondering what happened to the other two.
Yeah, probably wondering why it doesn't happen to him.
There he goes. That's it. Frank's cut the wire. Well, let's go down and get him. Oh, yes, you'd better call the ambulance. Then we'll slap him back into solitary.
Solitary. Solitary. I'll see him hang before I'll talk. How can I talk when I don't know nothing? Even if I did, I wouldn't talk. Another week of this place, I'll be a raving maniac. What was that the old-timer told me? Yeah, think of one thing. Think of what you'd like to have most. Money? Women? Food? Food. Yeah, that's it, food. Ham and eggs. I want ham and eggs. Ham and eggs. Ham and eggs. I want ham and eggs! Hey, you'll get your neck broke if you don't stop yammering. Ham and eggs. 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 How'll I get them? 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 How'll I get them?
There's a companion the warden sent you, Egan.
What's this?
This, my tough friend, is known as an idiot.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, get
Hello.
This thing out of here.
Hello. Nice fella.
Get away from me.
Nice fella.
Get away
nice
from me, I tell
fella.
You.
Nice fella. Oh. Hurt me. Hurt me. Hurt me.
Wasn't it bad
Hurt
enough
me.
Before without
Hurt
you in
me.
Here?
Nice
get out.
Nice fella.
Get out!
Nice fella.
Oh, shut up,
nice
will you?
Fella.
Nice shut fella. Up!
Nice fella.
Oh, shut up!
Fella.
Get them out of here.
Nice fella.
Hey,
nice fella.
Wait a minute.
Nice fella.
Yeah, that's
nice
what
fella.
They want me to do.
Nice
yeah.
Fella.
They want me to go crazy.
Want to hunt bunnies? Want to hunt bunnies?
You want to hunt bunnies?
Want to hunt bunnies?
Hunt bunnies?
Want to hunt bunnies?
Want to hunt bunnies?
Hunt bunnies?
Want to hunt bunnies?
Bunnies?
Oh,
hunt
my
bunnies.
God. I'm saying
hunt
it, too.
Bunnies.
I'm going crazy.
Hunt
I can't
hunt
do this.
Bunnies.
Ham and eggs.
Ham
and eggs.
Ham
and eggs.
Ham
and eggs. Ham and eggs.
Ham and
eggs. Ham and eggs. Ham
and eggs.
You fool.
Nice,
how are you going to get ham and eggs?
Nice,
hey.
Fella.
Hey, wait a minute.
Bunny.
You see that?
Bunny.
See that goon over there?
Bunny.
He's a man, ain't he?
Bunny.
Well, why don't you
Bunny.
Kill him?
Nice,
then they'd hang you.
Nice,
and you'd get your ham and eggs. Sure. They always let a condemned man have what he wants. All right, do it, you sap. Do it now. Yeah, do it now. Do it now. What'll I use?
Nice fella.
I can't do it with my hands.
Nice fella.
He's too big.
He
might not want to die. Use a water bucket, sap. It's got a concrete bottom.
Nice fella.
They didn't care what kind of bucket they gave you. Use that.
Nice fella.
Nice. I've done it. Now I'll get my ham and eggs. Hey, God! Hey, screw!
What's all the yammering about? What's coming off in here?
You better get the stiff out of here and call the warden.
But warden, we can't do anything about it.
I know it, I
Anybody
know it.
Anybody ever found out we had two men in the same cell in solitary, we'd never hear the last of it.
That wouldn't be as hard to explain as the presence of that feeble-minded man in this place instead of an institution where he belonged.
How are we going to explain it?
Well, have the doctor fill out the death certificate and give some accidental cause.
Yeah, we might say he slipped on the floor of the shower room and fractured his skull.
Mm, yes, that's all right. Anything. Now bring Egan in here.
Yes, sir.
Bring Egan in.
Inside, Egan.
Well... Sit down, Egan, sit down.
Why do I go to trial, Warden?
Trial? For what?
Why, for that man in the cell.
I don't know what you're talking about, Egan.
Maybe you haven't heard that there was a man killed in Slough this morning.
Why, no, I haven't. However, I did hear about a poor fellow who slipped on the shower room floor and got a bad fracture. I understand he died sometime this morning as a result.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yes, very unfortunate.
Yes, yeah, very.
Oh, by the way, Egan, I've noticed your memory is not what it used to be.
Yes, I've been noticing it for some time now.
You have?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you forgot that you come up tomorrow for parole.
Tomorrow?
Yes, Egan, tomorrow. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see you leaving us shortly. Yes, very shortly.
Our scene shifts now to California, to Los Angeles, to the Superior Court.
Now, Mr. Greenbaum, when this man Egan, the defendant, walked into your jewelry store, what did he do?
He told me to put up my hand.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Then what happened?
Then he locked me in the back room.
Could you still see the front of the store?
Yes, sir, to a little peephole cut in the door.
What happened after that?
This Mr. Fitzgerald, he came in.
Did you recognize him?
Oh, yes, I knew him. He was one of my customers. I repaired his watch just a few days ago. He was deaf. He couldn't hear.
What did he do?
He started to look up at the clock and set his watch. And this fellow, even there, he said...
Stay where you are. Did you hear me? I said don't come in here. This is a holdup. Stay where you are.
You killed him. Help, police. Police, help, police. Police. I'll deal with.
Uh-huh. Did you go back to the store?
Yes, sir. In a few minutes, the police came up Vermont Avenue. That's where I have my store, and I came back here.
And did you see this man Fitzgerald then?
Oh, yes, sir. He was lying right there in front of the clock.
Well, how was he? Well, I mean, what condition was he in?
He was dead.
That's all. Thank you.
Just a minute, Your Honor. Now, let's get this over with. I'm guilty. I told the cops that when they arrested me. I've told the DA that ever since I've been in jail. Why waste the state's time and money?
Are you sure you realize what you're saying?
Sure, I realize it. I've killed a half a dozen men in the last 15 years, Your Honor. I'm no good. I've been a criminal for 18 years. I never was any good. I never will be. I begged Romero to let me make a break and to kill me. But he wouldn't do it.
You couldn't expect him to shoot you in cold blood, could you?
Why not? I always did. What difference does it make? I'd have shot him if I'd had the chance.
Young man, I don't want to take this plea without advice of your counsel. You can stand trial, and the worst you'll get is a verdict of guilty. With this plea, you automatically sign your own death warrant.
So what? Who gives a rap? I'm through, I tell you. What have I ever done to deserve to live? All I've ever done was steal and kill. I'm as sick of it as you guys are. Come on, come on, let's get it over with.
Very well. In view of your own confession, it is the sentence of this court that you be delivered to the warden of San Quentin Penitentiary, and that sometime during the week of February 1st, that you be hanged by the neck until you are dead. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Amen. That's why, Romero, that I said thanks to you when I began this talk. And that's why, Warden, I say thanks to you. Spring the trap.
In just a moment, we will hear from Chief Davis again. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, and yes, thief, if he's smart, doctor, lawyer, merchant, chief, all will use Rio Grande cracked if education, intelligence, logic, or reasoning mean anything. More police cars, fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency equipment for your city, county, state, and federal government use Rio Grande cracked wherever it is sold than any other brand. Go to the red and white Rio Grande station tomorrow. Get police car performance with the gasoline that is first in public service. And now, Chief Davis.
Dallas Egan, alias Robert York, was hanged in San Quentin in expiation for his life of crime. No man has ever more thoroughly realized the futility of a life of crime than this man. He definitely proved that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Chief Davis. This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for Rio Grande.